so annoying. They're supposed to give me like good material and they don't give me batteries.
Shall I send you an email?
An email?
Do I have to say it?
You have to say it.
Oh, now I feel very self-conscious.
No, you don't have. No. Just, okay. How was it like when you were a student?
Is it recording now? Okay, so when I was in my early 20s, I studied at Berkeley, and I was there when the Gulf War broke out. And the university was known for activism in the 60s.
Hello.
Hi.
The same thing sort of started up again, but obviously decades later, and the whole issue of the war and how we respond to the war in society and also in art was brought up in our classes and on the wider campus. And there were rallies and meetings, and the old, I think that the people that were involved at the time of the Vietnam War came to some of the talks as well. So we all felt very hyped up. We were all very idealistic and wanted to be part of the moment, what was happening then. So it fitted with what we as a younger generation wanted. We wanted to be part of something. Nowadays, as I'm a lot older, I think that idealism's gone. I've become more cynical, as probably a lot of people my age have. And similarly, when I was in England and Labour came in, I think it was in 97, we were all really excited about change coming. Everyone wanted change. Now looking back, I see that change didn't happen. And it makes you think change won't necessarily happen. But I still understand why the younger team here would think in the way that I used to think. And I don't want that to sound patronizing or anything, but you do get, just through experience, you see how things repeat themselves and where people might be coming from at a younger age. But I know the younger people now probably have a lot more to deal with than we did, but maybe that's what the past generation said about us, I don't know.
Thanks.